The Arkansas Delta Byways region has a history and culture as rich as its fertile soil. It's where the state's history began, where Native Americans built intricate cities, and where Europeans crossed the mighty Mississippi. This publisher was born in Arkansas City and endured the flood of 1927. He would later create Jet and Ebony magazines. Know who? Find the answer and much more by visiting deltabyways.com.
This ad paid for with a combination of state funds and Arkansas Delta Byways Regional Association funds.
Welcome to Jimmy John's.
Hi, your new 9-grain wheat sub is so good. How do you make it?
With the highest quality ingredients and love. I mean, we definitely don't sing at lullabies when it's baking. Lullabies are what parents sing to babies.
Right.
And we don't use a baby carrier to carry the warm, fresh 9-grain wheat subs to the cooling racks. I mean, they're not babies. They're for making delicious sandwiches.
Okay, I'll take a turkey tom.
Oh, don't name them. It makes it harder.
Try our new 9-grain wheat sub, Jimmy John's. Wheat yeah, freak yeah.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3939 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3939.
It's time for the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7. Let's take you back to the stadium with the voice of Mountain Home Bomber football, Brad Haworth.
Halftime, 34-12 our score. Searcy with the lead over Mountain Home. We'll check stats and recap that first half coming up here in just a little bit. Also, Matt's going to run down all the scores around the state for us tonight. First, though, we are joined by Mountain Home Athletic Director Mitch Husky. And, Mitch, fall sports, just about to get them wrapped up. Unfortunately, volleyball had their season ended this week. Boy, they had that first game of the first match, I should say, at the state tournament was a dandy, wasn't it?
Hey, I'm telling you, it went from we've got this in the bag to, we're in trouble to awesome win. You know, it kind of went back and forth, and, you know, we knew going in we was a four seed and was going to be playing the South number one, but we wasn't a typical four seed just because our conference, you know, I've said before, if we're not the best, it's one of the best in the state, and it don't matter what classification. So a 4-1 was about as evenly matched as you can see. We jumped out 2-0 on them, then they come back and tied it up, and then we ended up getting them in the fifth, and then it turned around to the second match quarterfinals of state against Solemn Springs, and it was almost just a deja vu, just reversed. They jumped out and got 2-0 on us, and you're thinking, man, we're in trouble, and then our girls battled back, tie it up, and then we go into fifth set, and they clipped us. But our girls had a great year, very proud of them, and really off that team we just lose one senior, Kyra Penn, so we'll be returning everybody, and then add a good ninth grade group that's going to come up and be seniors. So big things, we're looking for big things next year. And you know, congratulations, Jill Day's been the first year here at Mountain Home. She's done a great job, and Mountain Home volleyball has a great future.
You mentioned the conference. One thing I wanted to point out, the West and the East all won the first round. The teams from the South and Central didn't win a match in the state tournament.
Right. I believe there's two conferences that are just above the rest, and, you know, we're one of them. A one seed out of one of the conferences that they wouldn't even made the state tournament out in our conference.
Wow.
So that just tells you, which, you know, everybody's like, man, we're in a tough conference, but what that does is it makes you better. So once you get the state, you're ready to roll with anybody.
Exactly. Cross country, boy, what a great showing Tuesday at the conference meet.
Man, what was great is everything worked out perfect. Coach Morris, you know, our assistant principal, actually made it Steve Morris down, and we went and watched cross country right before the state volleyball because both of them being held at Jonesboro. So we went there, and boys ran first. If you had to pick a favorite going in, probably you would pick Jonesboro, being on their home course.
All right.
With us having to travel. But we didn't just win. We wore them out. And, you know, they have the defending conference and state champion. and that kid finished third.
Wow.
So that tells you how much our teams have improved. Congratulations to our team, our coaches, Coach Blades, Coach Peverell, and Coach Pierce. They do a great job with them. And, you know, one thing about it, when you have a defending state champion coming back from another team, you think, well, you know, that kid's probably going to win it two more years.
Uh-huh.
But our guy, Whit Lawrence, come out and whipped his tail.
He did.
And won the whole thing. It was just an awesome thing to see. And I use him, but, you know, it's more than an individual. That team won and then turned around with the girls. They, you know, Jonesboro was probably the favorite going into that as well. And our girls came out and come away with the conference championship there. So it was a great day to have two conference championships and then our volleyball team on the same day win the first round of state. It was a great day to be a Bomber.
And they get to run again next Friday, right?
They do. And the only problem with that is they run, I believe, at 9 o'clock.
They do.
Now, don't mark me down on that time, but I believe we're the first race, and I think Coach Blades told me 9. And, you know, the only problem with that running on Friday is our cross-country team won't be able to be a part of senior night. But I'm trying to figure out how to make that work. Do senior night on Thursday and then turn around and make it to Hot Springs by 9 o'clock the next day. But, you know, anything could happen. Once you get down there, we've got a good enough team to that could win it.
Yep.
We're just excited, and we'll see what happens.
Well, you mentioned senior night. Of course, next week is the final football game of the year. It's a home game on Thursday night next week. West Memphis is in town. You'll be honoring the seniors from different sports and activities, right?
Yes, and, you know, like I just mentioned, we would like to have had cross-country, but they're going to be traveling, getting ready for their state cross-country meet. And volleyball, they've already had their senior night. You know, they have a facility to do that within the gym. So we're going to be honoring, of course, football, band, ROTC, cheer, dance, tennis, and golf seniors.
Okay.
And so we'll have a lot of kids involved. Matter of fact, we've got that list, finishing it up today, getting it ready for next Thursday. The one thing I hope is, you know, very rarely do we play a home game on Thursday. I hope our crowd comes out to support our football team and these seniors. This will be the last time we can put them in a stage in front of our home crowd, and they deserve it. Anyone that goes through, I don't care what activity or what athletic program, when you go all the way through, they've done a lot for our school.
You bet.
We've got a lot of great kids, and hopefully we have a good crowd. And, you know, the one thing, we will be doing that before the game.
Okay.
You know, to make sure we take the time to honor every senior and mention their name and their parents or guardian. We're going to start that at 6:30.
Okay.
And we'll start it right on the nose at 6:30 and do that before the game. And then we'll play football against West Memphis.
And then the following weekend, we get our first taste of basketball, right?
We do. Actually, that
weekend.
That weekend,
yeah, that's right.
You
next
know, we're
weekend.
Doing something new that we haven't done. I can't even remember the last time we had somewhat of a blue and gold scrimmage, but we're also going to have an alumni game with that November 3rd at the high school gym. We're going to start at 5 o'clock. We're going to introduce our 7th, 8th, and 9th grade girls and boys teams. And then we're going to have an alumni girls game and an alumni boys game. We will have, you know, quite a few doctors there to make sure to take care of these has-beens that think they can still play. But, you know, that's something new just for our kids to play against, you know, our former alumni. It's going to be a fun thing. You know, I can't remember the last time we had an alumni game, if we ever had one.
I don't remember one. But.
So I think that's going to be a good kickoff to the season. Then you get real close. You know, I believe a week from next Tuesday is or Monday's first game, if I'm not mistaken, the 12th.
12th, yeah.
Going to Monday. Riverview.
Yep.
So, I mean, we're there. And so, but I don't really want to think even to that. Let's finish strong in these fall sports.
Exactly. Mitch, appreciate the time.
Hey, can I say one more thing?
You bet.
The one thing that we just received this past week from the Arkansas Activity Association, we received three banners. We had three sports that were academic state champions, and that was boys basketball, girls basketball, and our cheer team. And what that means is that every at the end of every year, we send in our every team we have their cumulative team GPA into the AAA. And that is compared to all the other teams. Like last year, we were 6A, and those three teams had the highest cumulative GPA in 6A classification. That's awesome. That's a big deal. People don't really get it. Just because you could look at these other schools, they're traveling 30 minutes, 45 minutes. Our kids are getting home at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning and still having high GPAs because education is what it's all about. So we're very proud of those three teams. And not those three teams, every team we have high GPAs, cumulative.
You bet.
I would say every one of them were really close. So very proud of those three teams. And that's not just our student athletes, that's our teachers, that's our parents, our school administration, that's everybody that makes that happen.
That's great. That's a great honor. All right, Mitch, thanks.
All right, thank you, Brad.
It's halftime, 34-12. Searcy with the lead over Mountain Home. Matt Check scores around the State Forest coming up next. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
The Acumen Audio Halftime Show will continue in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Super Liner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from Soligard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
The Acumen Audio Halftime Show continues with another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's go back inside the studio with Matt Sharp.
And good evening once again from the studio. We are at halftime as Mountain Home is trailing Searcy 34-12. We'll have more on that game in just a moment. Let's take a look right now what else is going on in the 6A East. Jonesboro, who is tied for fourth in Class 6A, playing at Sylvan Hills tonight. And right now it is the Hurricane up on the Bears, 25-7 in the second quarter. Marion is tied with Jonesboro for that number four ranking. And right now the Patriots are shutting out Jacksonville 42-0 at halftime. And West Memphis, who is ranked 10th in the state overall, second in Class 6A, hosting Pine Bluff tonight, have not seen a score on that one as of yet. On the local level, it is a Yellville Summit leading Mountain View 18-6 at halftime. Panthers looking for their first conference win of the season. Salem is looking to remain undefeated in conference play, and right now they are in good position to do that. The Greyhounds lead East Poinsett County 22-6 at the break. Melbourne is idle this week. Marshall is at Clinton, who's ranked second in Class 3A. And right now it is all Yellow Jackets. They're up 48-0 at halftime. Harrison, who is ranked second in Class 5A, leading Huntsville 42-0 at the break. Also, district playoff action is going on. This is the first week of it up in Missouri as West Plains was leading Cape Girardeau Central 20-0. That was at the end of the first quarter. Hollister is losing to Seneca right now, 29-0 at halftime. In addition, it is Ava leading Forsyth 44-0 in the second quarter, and Branson is trailing Republic by a score of 13-3 at halftime. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that we haven't yet got to, this game right now is quite a surprise. Right now it is, it's gotten a little closer than it was. Second quarter, number one, North Little Rock, is trailing second-ranked Bryant 21-14. The Hornets actually came out and scored the first three touchdowns of the game, but the Charging Wildcats have made a little bit of a comeback. Number 3, Conway is up on Little Rock Catholic, 38-7 at the break. Number 4, Greenwood, who is also ranked number 1 in Class 6A, is up on Sheridan, 35-0 at halftime. 5th-ranked Bentonville leads Springdale by a score of 35-0 in the second quarter. Number 6, Fayetteville, who is in a 3-way tie for 6th, is up on Rogers Heritage, 35-0 in the second quarter. It is Bentonville West, who is also in that 3-way tie for 6th, leading Van Buren, 24-0 in the second quarter. And the other team in that 3-way tie is Pulaski Academy. They're also ranked number 1 in Class 5A, and right now it is the Bruins leading Watson Chapel, 22-14 at halftime. And number 9, Warren, who is also number 1 in Class 4A, getting kind of a challenge from Hamburg right now. It is the Lumberjacks up right 20-14 at halftime. One game we haven't yet mentioned in the Class 6A top 5, and that is number 3 Benton leading Sheridan, leading Lake Hamilton, that is 20-12 at halftime. In the Class 5A top 5A games that we haven't yet got to, number 3 Little Rock Christian is up on Maumelle, 38-28 in the second quarter. 4th-ranked Texarkana is playing at Hope this evening, and it is all Razorbacks. They're up 35-0 in the second quarter. And number 5, Little Rock McClellan, is leading Hot Springs Lakeside 32-0 in the second quarter. In the Class 4A top 5 games that we haven't yet mentioned, 2nd-ranked Bauxite getting a challenge from Arkadelphia right now. It is Bauxite is the Miners leading the Badgers 6-3 at halftime. In addition, number 3, Joe T. Robinson, hosting Ashdown tonight at Little Rock, and I believe it is all Senators right now. They are up 28-0 at halftime. Number 4, Stuttgart, is leading Lone Oak 34-0 in the third quarter. And number 5, Jonesboro Westside, is playing at Truman this evening, and it is actually Truman with the 21-19 lead at the break. And in the Class 3A top 5 games that we haven't yet mentioned, number 1, Boonville, is leading Lamar 13-0 at halftime. Number 3, Smackover, is all over Bismarck tonight by a score of 60-6 at halftime. Number 4, Risen, is leading Barton 44-6 at halftime. And number 5, Prescott, is up on Camden Harmony Grove 33-0 at the break. And in the Class 2A top 5, number 1, Hazen, leads Mariana Lee 50-18 at halftime. It is 2nd-ranked Foreman up on Murfreesboro 34-0 at the break. Number 3, Mount Ida, is actually trailing Gurdon 7-6 at halftime. Number 4, Junction City, leads Hector 32-7 at the break. And number 5, Conway Christian, hosting Magna Cove, have not seen a score on that one as of yet. So let's look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Bob in just a moment as we continue here on our halftime coverage. Our score at the break, Searcy leading Mountain Home 34-12. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the Acumen Audio Halftime Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, And Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank, our customers say it best.
$5.8 billion and 6,000 new jobs. That's how much economists at the Arkansas Economic Development Institute estimate Issue 4 could generate over the next 10 years. On November 6th, we can grow our economy, create thousands of jobs, and keep tax and tourism dollars here in Arkansas. Let's stop sending money to out-of-state casinos and start putting Arkansas first. On November 6th, vote for Issue 4. Early voting starts October 22nd. Paid for by Driving Arkansas Forward.
Now, back to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's halftime, 34-12. Our halftime score, Searcy with the lead. The Bombers will be kicking off to get the second half underway. I mean, Searcy should have the ball to start the second half. We'll see what kind of adjustments the Bombers can come up with to try to slow down the Searcy offense that racked up 330 yards of offense in the first half alone. Second half is coming up. Bombers trail 34-12. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. Stay tuned for the second half of action coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Welcome to Jimmy John's.
Hi. Your new 9-grain wheat sub is so good. How do you make it?
With the highest quality ingredients and love. I mean, we definitely don't sing at lullabies when it's baking. Lullabies are what parents sing to babies.
Right.
And we don't use a baby carrier to carry the warm, fresh 9-grain wheat subs to the cooling racks. I mean, they're not babies. They're for making delicious sandwiches.
Okay. I'll take a turkey tom.
Oh, don't name them. It makes it harder.
Try our new 9-grain wheat sub, Jimmy John's. Wheat, yeah, freak, yeah.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3939 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3939.